Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You'd think that because you boil water in your kettle every day that it's clean. You'd think. Unfortunately, all sorts of microorganisms could be lurking there. Dr. Primrose Freestone is an associate professor in clinical microbiology at the University of Leicester. Afternoon, Primrose.
Good afternoon.
So I suppose people might descale their kettle occasionally. The stuff that collects there, is that in and of itself bad?
Well, descaling is actually a good step because it's actually the buildup of scale within kettles that can actually contribute to things growing in your kettles once you've actually boiled water. The thing is, food poisoning bacteria such as Bacillus and Clostridium, they actually get killed by boiling water, but they produce a spore that does not. So they're present in tap water to a low level. But the problem is with a lime scale, it's a good attachment for the bacteria. And also lime scale, which is calcium carbonate, traps tiny, tiny traces of nutrients present within tap water. So the problem is once you boil and never clean your kettle, the lime scale will build up, the nutrients will build up, and you've actually created a little home for spore-producing bacteria to grow in.
Oh, God. So that's like a spore farm inside your kettle.
Well, yes. I mean, you're going to find some in tap water without a doubt. And the problem is you boil up the water in your kettle, which you then just sort of, you know, you pour most of it, you leave a bit in. The kettle stays warm and, well, it stays wet at any rate. It might be warm. And the thing is, the spores that have been left after the parent bacterium has actually been killed then will start germinate and start growing. And they can live quite happily on limescale, quite frankly. Therefore, the longer you leave, the longer you don't wash, the longer you're going to get, well, changes to the taste of your water, your tea, your coffee. It's really not quite nice at all.
Okay, now, and apart from it changing the taste of it, is it actually a danger to people's health?
If the number of living bacteria or spores is high enough, yes, you could end up with a stomach upset or maybe even a more severe type of food poisoning. So it's really quite easy to avoid. You just clean your kettle occasionally. At home, where I am, because I'm a microbiologist and I know better, actually we wash out ours with detergent and water once a week and give it a good rinse and let it dry out. And that's the key thing, to stop bacteria growing. Once you finish using your kettle, pour out the water, take off the lid and let it dry. And that will stop things growing quite successfully. But the thing is, as I live in a quite hard water area, limescale is going to build up. And that's the kind of sort of framework that bacteria actually like to grow on. So it's probably a good idea to descale your kettle at least once a month.
Oh, my gosh. And so just detergent and water you'd use. Would it be boiling water or like how hot does the water have to be?
We actually just use hot water from the tap, to clean once a week. If you want to descale your kettle, that's probably a really good idea because it will stop the water tasting a bit sort of strange after a while. So you can do it using descaling solutions you can get from hardware stores, or just take a half diluted two or three cups of vinegar, put it into the kettle, bring to the boil, let it cool to room temperature, pour it out, give it a good rinse, and you've descoured your kettle.
Yeah, now, vinegar, is it like vinegar like good for pretty much everything, apart from putting on your chips? But you can clean anything with vinegar.
You pretty much can, actually. In fact, in more ancient times, vinegar was actually used as a very potent antiseptic. And indeed, it still can be used in that capacity now. But limescale is calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is dissolved by acids. Vinegar has got acetic acid in it, so you get calcium acetate formed, and that basically goes into solution and just pour it down the sink. Goodbye, limescale.
Okay, and but could you end up with, you know, then you make a cup of tea, even if you let it dry out, you make a nice cup of tea afterwards, and then it's, you know, vinegar-tasting tea?
Not really. What you need to do is rinse out the kettle really well, then fill it with water, bring it to the boil, and pour that away until you can no longer smell vinegar. So you de-vinegar your kettle.
Right, okay. And I assume then, because you mentioned you live in a hard water area, is that a huge factor here perhaps in how much you might have to descale the kettle?
Yeah, absolutely. If you leave for more, where I am at any rate, if you leave for more than a month or so, it gets really quite crusty. So you then have to go into more kind of extreme vinegar treatments to get rid of the limescale. And also, if necessary, get a brush and get the more kind of resilient bits off.
Yeah. Now, citric acid also works in the same way as vinegar, does it?
Yep. Citric acid, also lemon juice. Again, anything that's acidic will dissolve the alkaline calcium carbonate. That's the limestone. And that will actually descale your kettle.
Yeah, you know those fancy expensive taps that you can get now that just give you the hot water straight away? Do they have to be descaled?
Well, eventually they will be if the hot water is, if the water in the area is hard enough, absolutely. And I'm sure there are solutions you can use.
Yeah. Now, and if you live in a hard water area, if you get yourself some sort of water filter, do they work?
Water filters filter out particulate matter, including some bacteria, and they may have water softening sort of chemicals present. So that would certainly reduce the amount of limescale that builds up, but you still get some eventually.
Oh, right. Okay. So it doesn't really, it just might slow down the process really rather than get rid of it altogether.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. And you know the handle of the kettle? Now, I mean, I know this is like a stupid question that you should clean that, but I would imagine the handle of the kettle, that it might be covered in all sorts of bacteria as well.
It is, if your hands touched it, absolutely, yeah. And the numbers of bacteria on the kettle actually could be on a par with what you find on your toilet seat.
Ooh.
So what you need to do is to give your kettle a wipe over if you want. The problem is the handle doesn't get as hot as the rest of the kettle. So most of the bacteria that are on your hands would actually be killed off by the heat. But the kettle, of course, handle is insulated. So it's probably a good idea to give your kettle a wipe over occasionally.
Yeah.
Handle at any rate.
Yeah. One of our listeners wants to know, what's the difference between hard water and soft water? And how do you know, say you've just moved into a new house, how can you tell pretty quickly which kind of water you have coming out of your taps?
Well, you can certainly get kits that look for hard water, the presence of high levels of calcium carbonate. But generally speaking, it's actually known, you can find out from local councils, and also have a look on your tap and see if it's crusty, unless it's a brand new tap, of course.
Yes. Yeah, that'll tell you all right. Ooh, that's... Made me feel all weird now, Primrose. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Primrose Freestone, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology in the University of Leicester.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast.